We've heard about the history of circumcision and circumcision as it's practiced in the ancient Jewish ceremony known as the Bris. Now we move on to another Jewish tradition, telling jokes about circumcision. Perhaps you caught the rerun of the Seinfeld Bris episode earlier this week. Well, we have a source of our own for jokes, Larry Josephson. Among his many projects is heading the Radio Foundation in New York, where we record many of our interviews. He also hosted the public radio program Bridges. Public radio insiders know that he has jokes for every subject. Larry, do you know lots of Moyle jokes?
Yeah, I know lots of them. I have been able to recall six or seven of them, but they just they keep on coming.
Well, give us a few.
All right. A ribbon salesman is about to retire, and he calls on a buyer at Bloomingdale's, and he tells the buyer that he's never been able to sell Bloomingdale's any ribbon, and would the buyer just buy some to kind of cap his career? And the buyer says, sure, I'll give you a token order. He says, send me enough ribbon to go from the tip of your nose to the tip of your penis. Next day, a truck backs up to the Bloomingdale's loading dock with 3,000 miles of ribbon. The buyer calls the salesman and says, what's going on? Salesman says, well, the tip of my penis is in Krakow.
It took me a while to actually get that.
Yeah. Some of these are sort of delayed. Have a delayed fuse on them.
Okay. Joke number two.
A man goes into his store to have his watch repaired. The owner says, I don't fix watches. I'm a Moyle. The man says, so why do you have a watch in the window? The Moyle says, so what would you put in the window? All right, here we go. Two men were standing at adjacent urinals in a men's room of the Waldorf Astoria. And one of them turns to the other and says, you're from Cleveland, eh? The guy says, yeah, how did you know? It says, Temple Beth Shalom? Yeah, yeah. Rabbi Schwartz? Uh-huh, uh-huh. How do you know? He says, well, Rabbi Schwartz is very nearsighted. He cuts on the bias, and you're peeing on my shoe.
Where did you hear these?
I've collected them over the... Actually, I did some research. I called Marty Goldenson, who called a friend of his, who's a Wall Street investment banker, and he reminded me of some of these. Because what happens is that I have punchlines in my head with no setups, or have setups with no punchlines, or sometimes the internal details are missing. So I actually did quite a bit of research for this.
Well, Larry, thanks for the good jokes.
My pleasure. Call anytime.
Larry Josephson is the founder of the Radio Foundation in New York.